You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Crystal Palace have taken their eye off the ball in the league recently, undoubtedly. They've failed to score in five consecutive matches. They've lost the last three. Surely they'll be up for it, London Derby. You just get the feeling that maybe now Crystal Palace have just resigned themselves to mid-table obscurity this season, and Spurs have designs on something much greater.
Well, I just think they're going through a dip, and I think, you know, let's not get... We have a tendency, don't we? I don't mean us two, or us three, in the media and, you know, watching football, to have knee-jerk reactions to things. Well, it's no surprise, really, is it, that Watford go through a slump, that Swansea slump, you know, that Crystal Palace go through a slump. They're not going to stay eighth and seventh all season long. That's just not how it works in football, because they haven't got the consistency. If they had the consistency, we'd be talking about them as Champions League teams. So that's why it's the same four all end up at the top of the table, because they've got the strength in depth, and when they get tired through the Christmas period, they can rotate. Well, Palace can't. I thought they were trying against City. I thought, you know, it's 4-0. They got absolutely smashed to bits. But I watched the game, and, you know, in the highlights of the game, and I thought, actually... That's
what Pardew said as well, didn't he?
Yeah, and they're having a game. He said, you know, the old can't fault the, you know, their effort and all that. They were just lacking, I think. But yeah, I think... You know, Tottenham had... You know, we kind of had a little bit of a moan about Tottenham, you know, when they lost... But they fire back. You know, they lost to Newcastle unexpectedly, came back, went on a run, lost to Leicester, not unexpectedly, but disappointingly, came back, beat Sunderland 4-1, then went to the King Power, yep. We call it the Walkers, and the King Power, and won 2-0. I think Tottenham are on another run here. They're odds against to win at a team who are struggling, which might not, you know, be the biggest price for people, but, you know, we can't just keep saying, oh, I can't back Tottenham at odds on, but then not take them up when they're 6-5 at a team who are struggling. And we know that Palace do better away from home than do at home. So I think that's a nice price for an Acca. I'd rather be putting Tottenham in my Acca than, say, Man United, for instance, in my Acca. And I think, you know, I like Kane as well. You know, he's 7-5 to score at any time here. I think that's an inflated price because of the price. But Harry Kane to score, Tottenham to win. 3-1. Thank you.
Enhanced odds, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win. Is 3-1 here with William Hill. Derek?
Well, yeah, I agree. Lee, you're right, Lee, about Tottenham. You know, we quibble about them when they're 10-11 at matches like at West Brom or something like that. There's no reason why we should avoid them at 6-5 to win at Palace, because you're right, Palace are poor at home. They can't score a goal. And, you know, we pinpointed it a few weeks ago when Yannick Bolasie was first out injured. Without him, they look half the side. And you just look at their goal stats since he's been out. Why should it change against Tottenham, who've got the best defensive record away from home in the league? Now, only 9 goals shipped away from home. You know, they keep it tight on the road. And, you know, you and I could play centre-half and keep it tight against Palace, because they just don't look threatening. Tottenham at 6-5 would appeal, yeah. But a bigger price, and it looks far more likely in my eyes, is Palace not to score. 7-4? Doesn't make sense, that, to me. It should be, you know, it should be the other way around. Tottenham should be a bigger price to win than Palace not to score, in my eyes. Palace not to score 7-4. It could well be my nap. I'm going to have to decide that in a minute, aren't I?
Yeah, a quick stat on this game as well for those that like the head-to-heads. The last 9 Premier League meetings between Spurs and Crystal Palace have seen 17 goals scored, all of them in the second half.
Jeez.
Which is interesting. Mm. And you can back the highest scoring half to be the second half, which is 11-10. So that's one for stats betters.
Yeah. One of those goals was Kane scoring at Selhurst Park last year, but it wasn't a 2-1 defeat to Palace. So, yeah. Interesting.
It's just an interesting little stat there.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.